Well, let's talk all things cherry. Cherry is a very popular word up north, and it can be certainly down south as well. The legend of the Cherry Queens celebrates America's cherry farmers. So I bring you on to the conversation, Sally Meeks, to talk about, your angle with the cherry and your recent work. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you. It is dubbed a very cherry fairy tale. Love the front cover, love the illustrations and more. Tell me about you, Sally Meeks.
I am a lifelong Michigander. Grew up in the Detroit area, but like so many people down in the southern area, made the pilgrimage every year my entire life up to the Cherry Republic of Grand Traverse region. And I just have loved cherries my entire life. There's something happy about cherries, and maybe they're all American, all that. So I have been into that my whole life. My husband and I now are lucky enough to live up north at Lake Leelanau, Michigan, in the Leelanau Peninsula.
Cherries at your disposal at all times, especially now, 'tis the season. And I guess if we do the math, it would have been the time for the National Cherry Festival. But until next year, we get to talk about it and talk about cherries. So how did you come to fall in love so much to write a book?
Well, there was a legend of the Cherry Queens long before it ever crossed my mind that it would be a book, because I didn't set out to be a book author. I have just loved cherries. And so about 12 years ago, I created a 4th of July parade float called The Legend of the Cherry Queens. And it was a parody of the National Cherry Queens. I love the National Cherry Queen. But we were all older women and thought, well, maybe we can just, you know, come back, make a comeback like to our glory days. So we have been doing a big group of us dressing up as Cherry Queens for many, many years. And I wrote initially a story called Legend of the Cherry Queens, which was just a little ditty, a little poem, and it was all about the Cherry Queens. And that existed for a long time. And what I realized is I could do something more. Wow. Than just do a parade because of the love of cherries up here and all throughout Michigan. And what I wanted to do with the story is make it, I thought there could be a bigger mission here.
Yeah.
Is still keep the fun and the joy of the Legend of the Cherry Queens, but make it educational, make it dedicated to my love of cherry farmers, not mine. I know everybody does. And to have people understand what cherry farmers have to go through to bring those cherries to market.
Yes. So here you are, The Legend of the Cherry Queens, a very cherry fairy tale that is, out for release. And I ask you, what is the story about? Because it's told, from the point of view of cherries?
Yes, well, that evolved. And the original was just about the Cherry Queens, but I thought for this first, because there could be a sequel, the first thing I had to do was establish a story about the cherry orchards. And then I thought, well, this could be really fun if the cherries were animated and the cherries tell their story of how they grow from blossoms to cherries and become a product that everybody loves.
Nice. So, did you have to, Sally, to actually, again, your own love certainly carries you through, but did you actually have to talk to any cherry farmers?
Oh, yeah. I've got to say, the illustrator, Molly Moody, is a full partner in this with me. She is also from up here in Cherry Country, and we have both talked to farmers for a long time. But, you know, one in particular we went to, he's here in our backyard, Don Gregory from the Cherry Bay Orchards, and there are many wonderful cherry farmers up here. But he helped us understand. And in the back of the book, what I wanted to do was put in some cherry fun facts so that teachers could use it. Parents would enjoy learning something from this book, and children could too. So yes, I had a lot of the facts about cherries, their trials and tribulations. You know, we found out what all the blights are, the insects that infect it, and we brought the insects to life and drew them in a cartoonish way. So yes, and we learned a lot. I mean, as much as I have been around cherries, and many of us have our whole lifetime, I didn't understand the critical role of honeybees. I knew they were important, but I didn't understand until I was taught this, that unless a cherry blossom is pollinated by a bee, it will not become a cherry. Now, how did I not know that all my whole life? So, you know, the importance of cherry bees are of honeybees.
Yes, The Legend of the Cherry Queens, written by my guest on the line to talk about her expertise, Sally Meese. Tell me more about how you worked with one Molly Moody as your watercolor artist.
Yeah, well, Molly has been one of the Cherry Queen characters for all the 10 years we've been doing the parade. She was a total natural. When I was considering an illustrator, I knew that she understood what we wanted to do with the book. And so her character is the cherry fairy, who is a major character in the book. So Molly got understood, and I've always loved Molly's playfulness as a person and also in her artwork. And I think she just did a beautiful job of animating our cherries.
Very nice. Are you looking to continue? I mean, tough times right now. I know you have been eager to do readings and signings at bookstores and libraries. Has this commenced?
Somewhat. And yeah, the biggest challenge, I think, was deciding whether to launch it or not in this era. And of course, originally, I always thought, well, National Cherry Festival, you know, would be a big part of that. But, you know, we just didn't want to sit on such a fun story in these times. It's kind of nice to have something with some humor. And so we decided to go ahead and launch. And the bookstores have been fabulous to do as much as they can short of bringing of gatherings for readings. But depending on the bookstore or another organizer, if they have an outdoor space, yes, we are scheduled for a couple. It's but it is challenging times. On the other hand, with, you know, a very diminished cherry festival, at least there's a cherry book that celebrates the festival, because there is a part in the book. So the goal is the cherries grow up and they're so excited to go to the cherry festival. Wow. And so the cherry festival does figure in the story.
Nice. Well, fingers crossed that the Cherry Festival, we will be out and about in the midst of the whole celebration. But until then, I think your Legend of the Cherry Queens, a very cherry fairy tale, is certainly topical and timely for now. Will there be some type of sequel then, Sally?
You know, I didn't start out to be an author, but yeah, there's a sequel. I think the Cherry Queens are going to have to go to the parade in the next book where they came from. Somehow the Cherry Queens are going to have to save the parade. I don't know. But it is so fun and was such a joy. And now that, you know, I got an illustrator partner that we're just
that's wonderful.
Cooking up all kinds of cherry ideas.
That's the way to say it. And kind of cool to be published by Mission Point Press of Traverse City.
Yes, yes. It was important to me to, you know, find a Michigan illustrator, work with a Michigan-based publisher, that it was all part of, you know, the package in a way. And Mission Point Press, the person I worked with there, who's one of the partners, she grew up on a cherry farm. So that was delightful that she understood it, too.
Very nice.
So I was very fortunate to keep it, you know, pure Michigan.
How do we find out more information?
Well, you may ask your local bookstore. They are all available to get it through their source if they don't have it. Or you can go on Amazon. It's fully available. The printing presses are running very slow, not just for my book, but for everybody. It's a COVID thing, but you can get it.
The Legend of the Cherry Queens. It does celebrate America's cherry farmers in our own backyard in the great land of our northern Michigan, Traverse City, and more. Thank you very much again, Sally Meese, for your conversation.